This is RSBNB Update, episode 97. Good day, RuneScape. Hello everybody, RSBNB Update here once again. Me and Brad here this week.
Hello.
Brad, how has your week been this week?
Not how to beat Queen.
No, that was from an old typo in an old episode.
No, it's been decidedly average, as
yes.
Normal.
Any more venturing out at 3 AM?
No, I have lessons.
Oh right.
I have exams. I still have another two. I still have another 2 months. About a month and a bit, and then I have a 3 month summer, like all you Americans do.
I have a 4 month one from now until September.
That's because you do no work. Let's move on.
Yes. Do we? I don't know. I meant to do this correction a few weeks ago, but you remember that question about working out? It got edited out in that one take.
No. Okay,
go tell what the correction was.
I don't see why this is such a big deal. It happened such a long time ago.
This was about 2 weeks ago. There's a question from, I believe, Casey Jones X.
It was longer than that. It doesn't matter. Let's just move on.
Well, he does, but he doesn't go there to do that. So you guys can think about that and post in the comments about that.
What do you want about?
About what you do there.
I use the machines. What do you think I do there?
Okay, then. As you say, moving on. Did you have another slice of ham with your breakfast this morning?
That is possibly the worst pun. Jagex are really scraping the bottom of the barrel with this one, aren't we? I mean, come on, level 15 attack and level 25 prayer. Not many people have that. Come on.
Be able to delete a level 60 foe and two level 30 foes using only ranged or magic?
Be able to delete a level 30
defeat.
Foe.
Defeat!
So you have to be quite good at Java coding to complete this quest.
Yeah, you delete it. No, I don't know.
Yeah, but it's probably one of those, like, it says it's level 60, but you could probably solo it at level 3.
No, I don't think so. It actually took me down about it took me down about 15 HP.
Yeah, actually like 110.
Yeah. Okay, you also need the giant dwarf quest done. Death to Dorgishin, and the dig site. Which I think we've all done. You've done the dig site, right?
Yes, I have done that quest.
Death to Dorgishin. Yes. And the giant dwarf in Keldagrim.
Yes.
Okay, so the basic point around this quest was the idea that you go down to that Dorgesh Khan city where Barlak lives that was released last month. And what you do there is you find Zanik and they're excavating a rail line between Dorgesh Khan and Keldagrim. It really makes me wonder, what's really the point? Like, when was the last time you went to Keldagrim? For something
Never.
Other than a quest.
Never.
I'll tell you the last two times I went to Keldagrim, and I remember them both fairly vividly.
Was it an enthralling experience?
No, because I ended up spending like about $2 million. Last time was when I was just recently doing my house. I picked up some marble blocks and gold leaves. And the second last time was when the blast furnace came out and we were there doing some blast furnacing.
Oh, yes, and we were messing about, but we didn't actually get anything done.
That's right.
And then we went to the Calphite Queen, didn't we?
Yes, and then I got a KQ head.
What?
A KQ head.
No, you didn't. You just wanted to add an excuse to bring that up.
No.
Yes.
It's on my wall now, though.
Yeah, you just keep bringing it up.
Okay, back on track now. Basically, you help them excavate these artifacts from the train line. And then while excavating, you find this old ancient mace, which has amazing powers, apparently.
But you don't get the item, you get some crappy reward.
No, you get to keep the mace.
Doesn't have crappy stats.
Yes, it's very crappy stats.
Exactly, so it can't be that powerful.
Well, it takes away prayer points, if you can get it to hit. If you can get it to hit, if being the key word there. I was testing it with Mike later in a period of about maybe 5 duels in the combat ring. I only got mine to hit once. But when you do hit, it hits and it takes down that amount of the enemy's prayer and transfers it back to you. So let's say you hit me 10, you'd get 10 of my prayer points. I don't know, I can see that being useful if you can make it hit, right?
But you can't make it hit, it's completely random, isn't it?
Well, yeah, but
exactly.
It's got a very, very bad crush bonus.
My point has been proven.
Yes, bad crush bonus. Bad crush bonus. Okay, what's next? Oh, the reward. Reward was 1 quest point, 3,000 mining and prayer XP, the ancient mace, train route between Kel the Grim and Dorgesh Khan, ability to buy goblin village teleport spears.
So crap, basically.
Well, yes. Except I'm not going to use that kind of word.
I love how you just agree with me. Well, yes. You've said worse than crap.
I have. Well, let's not talk about that here.
Why? Is your sister listening?
No, she's not.
What's her name, Shane?
No. What'd you think of the cutscenes on this quest?
I thought they were okay. I think it's good Jagex is trying to get more cutscenes into quests.
Yeah, like the one where all the goblins start fighting. I just enjoyed that one. You can see a picture of that on the blog at chain.rsbnb.com.
Oh, for God's sake. Okay, let's move on.
Okay, so that was your reward. It's good because Pierce can't do this quest because it requires both prayer and defense XP. We got to rant about that later on. Okay, moving onwards. Surface goblins have been updated once again, their looks.
They've been changed again.
Yeah, they just did that. They were like one of the first ones they updated, and that was less than a year ago, and they're changing them again?
Maybe Andrew Gar is indecisive.
Well, yeah, based on what we've seen so far, I'd say that's a reasonable assumption. What else? Do you like the way they look?
Not fussed either way, really.
Okay. I don't really care. Anyways.
Yeah, exactly. It's goblins.
Yes. Things that level 20s fight. Okay. A few bugs have been...
Wow, you're so prejudiced against level 20s, aren't you?
No, I'm just...
You were a level 20 once.
I just picked that number out of my head.
So if you'd have been sort of unlucky with your number picking, you'd have said, oh, that's... something level thousands kill, isn't it?
No.
Let's move on.
Yes, moving on. Enough of these little, I don't know what they're
Digressions.
Called.
Digressions.
Yes, rat holes. Did you listen to those MacBreak Weeklies with the rat hole?
No.
Okay, then. We won't go there. Okay, a few bug fixes. The prayer skill cape had a bug in which men and women's cape had different colored lining. That's kind of a... strange that they'd mess something up like that, and the skill capes have been out since what? September? October?
And somebody's only just noticed.
Yeah, that's kind of strange. Okay. Gilded thrones now require mahogany logs in order to. Or mahogany planks in order to make them, which Jagex says is perfectly acceptable because everything that's expensive like that does require mahogany. So I guess that's okay. Doesn't affect me. Trouble brewing fix-ups. I think they made it so that there were a few spots if you were standing in the waiting lobby that you couldn't get put on a team. Which is kind of strange. Like, I completely forgot about that game. What about you?
I've never even played it. I don't have no desire to play it, really. It just looks rubbish.
It is. You need, like, pieces of 8, which we can call pieces of something else.
Pieces of 8...
Yes.
I can't think of what it might be.
Yeah, well, it's the S word.
Pieces of oh yeah.
Yes, okay. Agility shortcuts up Trollheim Mountain have had their levels adjusted to match the guides. That's kind of strange. I wonder what they were at before. Probably one? I don't know.
Probably 99.
Oh, and finally, Good Day has been uncensored. Good day, Brad.
Must remain calm.
Good day. Good day. We say good day. We say goodbye.
I don't know any Australians.
We say good day. You say...
I don't know any Australians.
Okay, but isn't there a song...
I used to know some Australians, but they are assholes.
Isn't there
collectively as people, they're assholes.
Isn't there some song that says... Some song that goes, you say good day, I say good day.
No, but it's probably some asshole Australian song.
Oh my, you sure are prejudiced towards Australians today.
I'm prejudiced towards Australians every day. Although I can't think why, because I don't know any of them.
If you're Australian and you're listening, please don't take offense at Brad. He's just got a very prejudice towards a few Australians.
One person.
One. So if you're...
But I can't remember who they are. So
if you're
really
just
matter.
One person, you should be okay.
If you're the one person, you should know who you are.
Yeah, everybody else, don't worry. If you never... If this is your first time listening, don't take what we're taking seriously. Or saying seriously.
If you've never had contact with me, you're safe. If, on the other hand, you have. No, I'm joking.
Okay.
I don't hate anybody. That's a bit of a strong word. I want a few people dead, but that's another story.
What?
No,
okay.
I didn't mean that.
Okay, good.
I need to stop making death threats. On
yes, you do. You do. You do. Okay, so if anybody... Shh. I'm trying not to edit this. Okay.
Just keep it out.
Okay. Password security update made it so that if you type your password, it will blank it out, and they say it's not perfect. So if you type your password on RuneScape, it'll bleep it out.
But how about if your password's an everyday word? Like,
I know.
Imagine Runite wishing to buy Runite ore. Why does it keep censoring it? Oh, hang on a minute. That could be bad.
Yes. I don't know. This worries me because what they need to do in order to do this is they need to parse each word individually, right? In your sentence when you give it off to the chat server, right? What I mean yes. by parse is separate it by spaces into each word. Now, what it would have to do is it would have to hash each word, assuming that their passwords are stored in a hashed format, which I certainly hope they are. Basically, what a hash code is, it's a unique value alphanumeric.
It's another word for pot.
No. A hash code is a number or alphanumeric number that is supposedly unique to any word or other string that exists out there. So I just hope that they are storing passwords as a hashed format at least. Cause
Shane, people are falling asleep as you're speaking.
Okay, well... Short and short, please don't say your password still. It might not work. Thank you. Oh, and they say, you may appear to be telling someone your password. Please don't. If you are not, please change your password to something more obscure. This is that thing, like you were saying about the Runite, how if a person had that as their password, it would keep bleeping it. Oh, and it will say it. It'll say, please change your password to something more obscure. That's what it'll say if you add your password as, like, Runite or something.
I take that as a challenge. What's the most obscure password I can find?
My password.
No, Shane, I'm sure there are more obscure passwords.
Anyways, yes. So, will these 12-year-olds and 7-year-olds who are even playing know what obscure means?
I doubt the 7-year-olds and 12-year-olds. No, they won't. But I doubt they read the news either, so there's no problem.
Because when I was doing some tanning of hides in Alcard, this person said, "What are you something about? What are you doing? How do you do this or do something?" And I said, "It's classified." And then he says, "What does that mean?"
Like probably 10.
Like classified? Did you know what classified meant at 12?
I knew what classified meant when I was... Yes, I did. You probably made him cry, Shane. You probably made him feel so inferior and stupid.
No, I don't think so.
You probably made him quit RuneScape.
Oh, who
probably made him quit school. His life is going to go into a downward spiral now. All because you had to be facetious.
Oh, please, don't do that. So is the most important thing out of these updates the G'day update?
Yes. No, of course it's not. Why would you want to say that in RuneScape anyway?
I don't know.
Why do you want to play RuneScape?
Because it's fun. I find it entertaining.
Okay.
Okay. Poll. Favorite quest of all time. I really like this poll. It's members only. Have you voted in it yet?
No, I haven't.
Go.
Yet.
Go vote. Go. Go, go.
Go vote. Go vote.
Go. I'll read the results off while you vote. For the novice quest, that's recruitment drive at 11%, 3,200 votes. That was the one where you need to do all that chemistry stuff for Sir Tiffy and Falador. For the intermediate quest, the winner was Dragon Slayer at 19%, 5,743 votes. The experienced quest that won was Lost City at 16%, or 4,666 votes. And get this, the winner for Master Quest was, I have not played any of these quests yet, at 22% with 6,600 votes. Can you believe that? That 22% of the people who voted in the poll have not played any of the Master Quests?
I believe there are people out there, yes. Not everybody has completed the game to a degree of certain high-level players, Shane. this we must keep in mind.
I have not played any of these quests, was followed by Desert Treasure at 19%. Which is, for my favorite, Master Quest, I voted for Regicide, you know? You remember that one, right?
Yeah.
Where, that was the one after, Underground Pass, where you had to go in, and you had to use that barrel and destroy the elf camp, or whatever it was. That was fun. For my favorite novice quest, I think I put, let me see, I put the Tower of Life, which was that.
Why would you do that?
I don't know. It was just interesting because it was the most recent one. And
hang a minute.
It could be a prelude to summoning.
Is that the one with, no, that isn't the one with the Kirk reference, is it?
With the what?
The Star Trek reference.
Oh, that's coming.
Oh, God.
As you speak of that, why don't we move on to...
No.
Why don't we move on to the intermediate quests? What I voted for the intermediate quest was the Enlightened Journey, which was the Captain Picard quest for intermediate quest.
No, bad. Worst quest ever. Worst quest ever made.
And for the experience quest, I think I said Fairy Tale Part 2 because it gives you some good farming stuff.
Oh my God.
What?
Could you pick worse quests?
You agree with my Regicide pick, though, right?
What, as the... No, I would...
As the best Master Quest?
No, I'd have picked Desert Treasure.
Okay, vote. You tell me what you pick out of all these.
Okay, hang on a minute. Let me log on.
Well, we do this. Well, Brad is logging in. We're just here to tell you that this poll was started on April 23rd, and please vote for something other than I have not played this quest on the Master Quest, because that really makes me sad.
Okay, hang on a minute.
Brad is logging in. Oh, and
okay.
If it makes you feel better, Edgar's Ruse only got 73 votes.
Hey, I like that quest.
Huh?
That quest isn't so bad.
I know, that was the dwarf, that was the troll Herbler quest.
Favorite novice quest? No, recruitment drive was crap. No, it was crap. No. Cook's assistant! Can't beat a bit of nostalgia, yes. Right. Intermediate quest. Oh yeah, dragons. No, Fremy Trot, I don't know. No, so many choices. Okay, I'm gonna have to say...
Say the Captain Picard quest.
No, I'll go with... Fremenic Trials.
Okay.
Right. Experience quest. Horror from the Deep. Oh, I did like that one. And okay. Favorite Master Quest. I have not played any of these quests.
No.
I'm going to have to go with Desert Treasure. Yeah, Desert Treasure.
Yeah, that was a good one. Yeah, well, there's our favorite quest, so don't ask us any more of those questions again until we have another 100 more quests under our belt, please.
You're saying that to Jagex or the listeners?
To the listeners.
You don't like the listeners, do you?
Oh, I like the listeners. If there was no listeners, there'd be no point to doing the show.
Yes.
Shall we move on to questions?
Okay, questions.
Okay, you take the first one.
Okay, what are some of your desirable birthday presents? And that's from Blue Persinger.
What about you?
I don't know. I need a new watch. A new watch would be nice.
What kind of watch? Digital, analog, what?
Analog. I don't like digital watches.
They're easier to see and read.
They're for lazy people and nerds.
For my birthday gift, I don't know. I don't need anything, really.
99 farming?
Oh, sure. What the heck. Speaking of farming, if you want to donate to me, just contact me via PM.
No. See, he's taking advantage. See, you think, right? Everybody's listening now thinks, right, if I give Shane some seeds or some money to buy some seeds, he'll like me, and that'll increase my chances of getting on the staff. No, it doesn't. He'll just laugh at
what
you and be evil.
What you'll get if you donate to me is a nice honorable mention on the blog post, on my farming blog post, when I update my farming status.
No. Don't do it, people.
Yes, please. Don't listen to Brad.
It. Don't do it.
I'll be setting something up more permanent next week for my farming goal. Okay. Are we done with this one from Blueber Singer?
Yes.
Okay. What would be your erection?
What is your erection?
I mean, reaction. If Iran... See, I put the I... I put an I in front because there's Iran. What would be your reaction if Iran launched nukes on Israel from Kelsey? So what would be your reaction? Hmm? Brad? What would be your reaction? Uh-oh. I just lost his connection. I'll call him back now. Okay. We lost your connection there. Your connection dropped for a second.
Yeah, I know. You just missed me laughing like a lunatic at what you said.
It's reaction.
You said erection.
Because I put I on front.
I have an erection.
Okay. That slipped out of the mouth. I'm sorry, people. The RuneScape is supposed to be for 13 above, so I won't be editing that out. What would be a reaction if Iran launched nukes on Israel?
Hey. It's not a bad word, it's erection. It's Iraq and Shun. I have an erection.
Okay. What would be your reaction?
We need to nuke Iran.
Okay. Would it be starting World War III or his... Would it?
No, we would just kill Iran and everybody else would cheer.
Well, my point is that World War III is already happening. It's been happening. It's been happening for the past 4 years. Think about
in
it.
In Iraq.
Think about
That's
it.
That's not a world war, Shane.
No, just think about it. You've got two fronts open, Afghanistan and Iraq. You've got multiple countries fighting those two countries at the same time. And
but
in
no,
each
no,
of those
no, no,
countries,
no, no,
they've
no,
got
no,
different
no, no,
forces.
No, they aren't fighting.
What are they doing, man? Playing cards?
No, shut up. Listen to what I'm saying. Officially, the Iraqi state isn't at war with us. It's the insurgents, isn't it? It's not like the country of Iraq is at war with us.
Well, you could have a world war against insurgents.
No, you couldn't, because there is no country opposition. There is no country that is openly attacking. So there's no country to aim back at. So
why not just nuke them all and be done?
Why don't we just nuke Canada? You can just blame them for everything.
Oh, please. Speaking of nukes, I got this new game called Supreme Commander. Mike and I were playing it last night, and the enemies were building up too much, so we both had like eight nukes ready to go, so we just bombarded the entire enemy side.
What was I going to say? Oh, no, I was saying, yes, we should nuke Iran, because there's a 50-50 chance that the nuclear cloud will then blow over to Australia and New Zealand.
What's wrong with New Zealand? We got listeners there.
Yeah, well, I know, but if it's going to go towards Australia, it's going to probably hit New Zealand afterwards as well. So for the greater good, we're going to have to sacrifice you guys.
Okay, I think you might have just hurt some people, specifically Agent Waffles and Chief Snake.
Hurt some people? Yes. He stole my name. I was born before him.
Yes. Okay, maybe you should take that up with him somewhere else.
Okay, let's go.
Are we ready to move on?
Yes.
Okay, this one's for you.
Could you please elaborate a bit more on your reason for not having a writing forum? When Jessica and myself, not when me and Jessica, brought it up a few months ago, it got a lot of great feedback. That's from Game Freak. Next question.
No, for two things there. Game Freak, you're on the newspaper staff, so... maybe bring these things to us first, and then I just don't think that it's needed, the writing form. You know, it's not needed, right?
How many people would
be using it? The Informer staff? Who else?
I just don't think even if it was there, it'd be used regularly. Sure, these people want it. I think it might be used by people a couple of times, but then within a couple of weeks, it'd just die out.
Yeah, probably, but I just don't think it's needed. Oh, and Game Freak, your article is due on Saturday for Olaf's Quest. Thank you.
Ho-ho.
Okay. That goes for everyone else in the newspaper crew, too. Articles are due Saturday. There are some fantastic add-ons and upgrades for PCs like physics card or PCI RAM drives, as well as other incredibly powerful graphics card like the NVIDIA 800 series, which are available for PCs but not Macs. Do you think Apple should license OS X to manufacturers so people could use things like this on Mac OS X? From Matthew, who is also in the newspaper. Wow, two in a row. Should they license, like... That's the problem with Apple, is they keep everything all locked up inside, so when hardware problems go wrong, it's either their problem because the hardware, the drivers and everything are provided by Apple. I don't know. I don't really see anything wrong with the way Macs are right now. Do you?
No, I wouldn't know, Shane.
I just don't see anything wrong. Maybe if they had a, like, I'm sure you could do some of these things with a Mac Pro. But ideally, what I'd like to see happen would be Apple to license their OS X onto, like, other manufacturers like Dell, HP, and, you know, all those other big guys. And then Microsoft would have some serious competition, I think, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's just my view on it. That's from Matthew. Next one.
What is your favorite non-combat skill? Explain why, and that's from Morakilu. Kill you.
What's your favorite non-combat skill?
Fishing, because you can fish things. Well, no, I mainly, like, I don't know, I just had it, it was one of my highest skills, and I just traded it a bit more. There's no reason why I like it. I don't really like any...
Are you going to get 99 soon?
No. Only if it comes on a skill of the month.
Okay.
I feel obligated to pound the rest of you
Well, that's not happening because Fred already decided that the next skill of the month is smithing.
So? Fred's a moron.
Okay. My favorite skill is farming. I don't know why exactly. I don't know. Maybe because I just started it and kept going and it's easy to train.
Yes, but everybody hates farming.
I like it.
You're the only one.
Yeah, so if you want to donate, contact me.
No, don't.
Thank you, Morak. Kill you. If you could own any minigame, which one would it be, and how much would you charge for entry from Brother Grimm 2? What minigame would you own?
Castle Wars, a million gold piece of game.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing too, you know?
No, you could probably make quite a bit if you just charge like 100 gold pieces.
Yeah,
because on every server, every 20 minutes.
Think about it. How many people play Castle Wars? I think that's got to be the most played minigame out there, because for one thing, people said that this was their favorite minigame a long time ago, and it's just been really popular. Like, it hasn't died out, so yeah, that's what I'd say.
Even though there is no point to it, except you want some fancy decorative armor that's crap.
Oh yeah, I need a few pieces for my house. Okay, that one was easy. Shane and Brad, what do you want Santa to bring you for Christmas from Kyle?
I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know
either. Material possessions are worthless anyway.
Yeah, that's right. It's not even about the gifts anymore for me, you know?
It's not about the gift. It's not about, yeah, it's true.
That ended when I was about 10.
I prefer giving gifts than receiving them.
Yeah, I like giving fun gifts. I'm just hoping that none of my immediate family listens to this, because I'm just going to say something right now. 2 years ago, I got this cologne from someone.
Oh, you told me this.
Yes, I got this cologne from someone, and this past Christmas, I re-gifted it as an anonymous gift.
Who to?
I think my grandma got it.
How bad would it be if the person who got it had...
He wasn't there. It was one of my dad's friends. Okay, that was from Kyle.
Okay, right.
Next,
Brad,
one.
If you could be CEO of Blizzard or Jagex, what would it be and why? Well, this is the no-brain choice of the century, isn't it? Considering that Blizzard has over 9 million subscribers worldwide, I think of $10 times 9 million every month. The company is so rich. In their in the basement of their offices in Irvine, California.
Irvine.
They had this Irvine, whatever. Bloody Americans. They have this whole this cachet of gold bars. There's a picture of it. I'll have to find it.
Okay, so you're saying Blizzard, and that was from Besidon.
For the money and the fact it's a better game.
I'd take over RuneScape to clean it up and just send it off in the right direction again.
Remember Andrew telling us that they were banning thousands of Autwas every day?
Yeah,
but
right.
No, they're not. Because there's Autwas with 99 woodcutting and 99 fishing.
Yay! No, just kidding. That's from Besidon.
Besidon!
Where do you think is the best place to cannon with 5K cannonballs? Best wishes, Blade Canny 94.
Well, that's a long name.
You know what I like? I like it when people say best wishes like that, you know? It just makes me feel happy about answering their question.
Why?
I don't know. It makes it feel like they care about us.
yes, but... Yeah, okay.
So where would you cannon with 5K cannonball?
I don't know. He doesn't say anything about his range level. You would think Dagonos if it was... The Dagonos if it was decently high, but I don't know.
I'd say Dagonoths too, because there's just so many of them there, and it's a multi-combat area. The only other... Yeah. I really can't think of any other good multi-combat areas.
Nor can I.
It's been so long since I actually fought monsters for combat. Probably since, like, 4 months, 5 months at least. Wow. Like, 5 months since I killed an NPC for combat-related purposes, you know?
Pest control is your friend.
Yes, I'd say that. But if you have cannonballs, just... I'd say Dagonoths. Set it up and watch your health. Next question, Brad and Shane, what is your favorite food from Maniacs?
Why did you cut off his other question?
Because it's not appropriate. he's just weird.
Oh, he's going to be crushed when listening to this.
Okay, so what's your favorite food?
Oh, Maniacs, regarding your question, he's not going to tell us that about his sister when he won't even tell me her name.
Yeah, exactly. So what do you say? What's your favorite food?
Chili.
What exactly is that?
Oh, for God's sake, Shane.
What is it?
You don't know what chili con carne is?
No.
Oh, for God's sake. Hang on a minute. Right, I was lying on my bed.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
Hang on a minute. Go on, tell what your favorite food is.
Meatloaf.
That was quick.
Yeah, meatloaf is good. It's like with it's like hamburger meat put into a loaf pan with spices and baked. So what's your favorite food now?
Hang on a minute. Chili con carne, often known simply as chili, is a spicy stew-like dish. The essential ingredients are meat, usually beef or pork, and chili peppers.
Oh, that sounds good.
Hang on a minute.
Brad is doing something. So meatloaf and chili con carne. If you sent me a Wikipedia image, but it's not loading. Oh, there we go. Oh, that looks okay then. Okay.
Is it, I suppose it's better than congealed pig's blood, eh?
Yes, definitely. Yeah, my meatloaf is just beef meat put in a pan and then spiced. Okay. That was from Maniacs. Thank you very much.
Next question.
Okay. You read it.
Oh, God. Right. Would you consider yourself a geek or a nerd? E.g., do you prefer intellectual or academic pursuits over sporting or physical ones? Do you like fantasy or sci-fi? Do you have a love for learning also? Do you have a love for learning? Also, what media player do you use to play your computer, if at all? iTunes, Windows Media Player, or another? And that is from Matthew.
Again.
Shane's
okay. Are we?
You want me to do it again?
What? No. I don't know. Would you consider yourself a geek or a nerd? I'm trying to think. I'm thinking the geek one because the nerd one requires like all that extra, like the nerdiness of studying and enjoying doing homework. I'd say geek. What about you? I enjoy learning. Okay, then you're
a geek as well.
Then you're a World of Warcraft nerd.
Shut up! I'm not a nerd.
Do you prefer academic pursuits over sporting or physical ones?
Yes, I do.
Okay, do you like fantasy or sci-fi?
No, I don't.
Oh, I do. Do you have a love for... Oh, yeah, love for earning, right. So which media player do you use?
iTunes.
Okay, I use Windows Media Player to play my podcast because that's where my speakers are still hooked up to and they just get better sound, so...
Windows Media Player sucks.
Well, it's just for one at a time. You know I don't listen to music.
Windows Media Player fails life.
It works just fine. Okay, so that was from Matthew. In your own words, define nerd, and in your own words, define geek. So what's a nerd?
I think nerd is somebody whom... let me think. I think nerd is somebody who's... more interested in the sort of heavily interested in computer games and fantasy and sci-fi and stuff like that, and I think geek is more associated with learning, but I could be completely wrong. That's just my own take on it.
I think it's reversed.
Really?
Yeah.
You dare disagree with me?
Yes, it is reversed, I'm pretty sure. In my words, a nerd is the guy who has the small glasses, he studies lots. He reads books about math theory. He knows his fair share about his computers. He reads the fantasy books. He reads the sci-fi books. He plays World of Warcraft. That's a nerd.
Shut up.
I'm not describing you. You don't read math theory books or fantasy.
No, I don't.
I'd say the geek is the more computer person like me.
You just don't want to be classified a nerd, do you?
I don't care what I'm classified as.
I don't care. Do you care, Shane?
Yes. Or no? Okay. Also, what's so great about smithing a skill of the month from Chief Snake?
Everybody knows it sucks.
It's randomly picked. We have nothing to do with what skills are picked, you know? Like, we have no influence whatsoever at what skills are picked. The only thing we can... guarantee is that it's not a combat skill or it's not one of the previous two skills. That's all we can guarantee. What are you going to say?
I bet you Shane rigs it.
No.
This month we will have smithing.
No.
Yes.
Like, next month, we don't know what it'll be. We've got a new thing going on where you can bet. That's what that little combo box is for. You pick a skill you want, and then you bet, and then the winners will receive a pot that's generously donated by the events crew.
Generously? I wouldn't go as far as saying it was generous.
I walk around with my money bag. And then shake it. If they don't donate, I go at them with the finger clippers.
Are you Jewish?
No. Why?
And why are you so tight with your money?
Because
they're after us.
Okay, so that's from Chief Snake. Thank you. It's just random. Random is the best way to be. Shane, when do you think the next live RSB&B update will take place from Besedon? So
I don't know.
I think what we're planning on doing with the live shows is maybe doing once a month, right?
Yeah, we're thinking about that sort of time frame.
Because that way then it's just easier for us to concentrate on things and not look at the chat, but we like seeing what's going on. Maybe, I don't know, what do you say, starting in May, the last episode of the month, we make a live show?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay, well, so that's what we'll probably end up doing from Besedon. Now, I just have a general thing we want to talk about now. You want to talk about this too, I'm pretty sure. Basically, the thing is, how do we make money now on RuneScape? If you think about it, things like Yulongs, Sharks, everything else has severely deflated in the past, like, month or something, right?
Because of the auto.
Sharks are now 600 to 700 each. So how are people supposed to make money this day and age?
Well, think about it. When you fish the shark, it's not costing... If you're not merchanting, just saying that you got the shark from the ground, it's not costing you anything. So whatever you sell for, you're getting a profit.
Yeah, but it's not as much.
Exactly, because people are sort of stuck. Like, you know, I want money fast, I want money fast.
Yeah.
You can't have money fast.
That's just annoying me. Like, I'm really not sure what I'll do. But I've got some stuff that I'm buying that I'm going to advertise at the end of the show, so... We'll just save that for then. Tech news!
Okay, time for me to go to sleep.
No. I only got 3 tech news this week. And they're not very important, but last week we had tons of tech news, so here we go. A group of researchers led by the University of Tokyo has broken the internet speed records twice in 2 days. Operators of the High Speed Internet 2 network announced on Tuesday that researchers on December 30th, old news, but it was just coming out of the closet now, sent data at 7.67 gigabits per second using standard communication protocols. The next day, using modified protocols, the team broke the record again by sending data over the same 20,000-mile path at 9.08 gigabits per second. Now that is fast.
That is very fast.
A gigabit is 1,000 megabits. And my connection is only 10 megabits down and 1 megabit up.
I only have 2 down.
Yeah, so it's like 100 times faster than my connection. And what's 1,500 times faster than Brad's connection?
Yes.
Yeah, so it's going to be amazing when we can get these kind of XP. What am I talking about? XP? What? That's the next story. But anyways, it's going to be amazing that we can get these kind of speeds. Do you know right now that Switzerland and Sweden have the best internet access?
No, I didn't know that.
They have like 100 megabits down, 25 megabits up for practically nothing. So if you want good internet access, move to Switzerland or Sweden. Sweden? We need you to move to Sweden because we have some people there, right, Brad?
Do we have people there? Who do we have there? Oh, yes. Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about. Yes.
Okay, so yeah, so yes. We need. If anybody's in Sweden, let me know.
We need to order a preemptive nuclear strike on Sweden.
He'll be upset about that, but well.
He won't be listening to this.
Who knows, they might.
No, he won't be, believe me.
Okay.
And even if he does, he won't know that we mean him, so...
Okay. Yeah, he before he left, he attacked both you and me, remember? With that signature of his?
Yeah, whatever.
With the cow?
Some people can be very immature.
Yes, Dell is now paying attention to the feedback gathered from its IdeaStorm site and is making some changes. No, they're not offering a system with Linux preloaded yet, but they're bringing back the option of ordering a new PC with Windows XP. What do you think about that?
I don't know what I think about that.
Are you planning on getting a new computer anytime soon?
No.
Will it be a Mac?
No.
No?
Don't have enough money.
Well, basically, now you'll have the option at Dell to get either Windows XP or Vista. For those of you that aren't exactly sure about Vista yet, I'm not sure about it yet either, so I'm glad that they did this. So if you're planning on getting a Dell and you're not sure about Vista, just go with XP. XP is still perfectly fine. That's what I say. I like XP. What about you?
I don't really have a... XP's been working fine for me, so I see no need to change.
Would you go as far as saying it's the best version of Windows?
Probably, at this moment in time.
Compared to, like...
I use the word best stringently.
Best out of all the Microsoft products, because I know that Mr. Creepy Pirate still feels that Windows 98 is best.
But honestly, is that because he doesn't have XP?
He has XP. He doesn't like it. Reason I say Windows 98's bad is because it had memory problems. You need to restart it like once a day.
I didn't have 98 for a long time.
2000 was okay, I guess, but XP is just 2000, so XP is good. But 98 ME was the worst, I'd have to say. I'd rate it XP... 2000, 98, 95, and then ME, if we're talking present generation Windows operating systems, with the start bar on them. Okay, next story. Do you buy any music online?
No.
Okay. Amazon's writing a DRM-free music service. They're saying that Amazon could be the next major name to dive into the world of unprotected music sales. Like, this is all kicked off by iTunes getting that unprotected DRM music deal with EMI, which is good. Various rumors have been picked up over the past couple of weeks saying that the online retailer is readying itself to launch an MP3 download store in May, which may be seen as one of the only retailers that will be able to truly challenge Apple's ubiquitous iTunes store. Well, competition's always good, right?
Well, yes, healthy competition.
Because, think about it, if there's no competition, there's no drive to do better, right?
Exactly.
So.
Because there's no, you know, for example, if Windows was the only computer operating system, Linux and Mac were obsolete, Windows could do all the crap they wanted. They could not update bugs, and there'd be nobody else for anybody else to run. There would be no other system for anybody else to run to.
Yep, that's right.
That was such a shit definition.
Well, it's true. If there's no competition, then there'd be nowhere else to go to.
I know, but I said it in such a painful and strung-out way. It was horrible, right?
Okay, I think we're done tech news now.
Yeah, we are done tech news, yeah.
Okay. On the Zirans.
Or the nuclear strike on beep.
Yes, don't. Only me and him know what we're going to strike.
Your house.
No.
Yes, you listening right now. Your house.
Okay, you take the first rant.
Hang a second. Almost ready. Almost ready. Right, there we go. Sorry. Bit busy. Right, rants. Current RuneScape situation. Game update, 24th of the 4th, 07. Current RuneScape situation. It has come to our attention that several issues require our close attention over the coming weeks. It appears that some recent additions and improvements have not given players what they really want. A letter from Andrew Gower. It appears our staff may have misled people in the effectiveness of our macro detection abilities in recent weeks. For this, I apologize and guarantee that we are fixing it as a top priority. When I posted in January about us removing over 80,000 accounts a week, it was true. However, then, since the macros have bypassed our detection abilities, we have been too busy making ditches and small quests to actually upgrade our systems.
All updates are currently on hold until this is resolved. We are also reviewing all future updates to see what value they will add to the game before we implement them. I have sacked the head of the content team and I am personally managing the department until the current situation is resolved. As of 12 tomorrow, all macros will be detected within 1 minute of them being active. By this time next week, we guarantee a 90% reduction in macroing activity. We are also allocating 12 JMods to permanent patrols of all lair spots, macroing locations and rune stores on all worlds. This is to ensure that no activity slips the net of our newly revamped detection software. As well as this, 2 JMods will be spending 4 weeks on permanent duty rotating worlds 1 and 2. This is to ensure that scamming and auto-typing is reduced heavily. We hope these announcements appease our long-term players concerned at recent changes in the game focus and improve the game for all players. To those who do break the rules, be warned, you will not get away with it. Stay tuned, we will announce further updates on a weekly basis for the next month as we continue our mission to fix RuneScape once and for all. Andrew. If only.
That was a rant in the rants forum.
That wasn't real though, was it?
No, that's not real. That's like a utopian idea which we'd like, hey?
Yeah, well, we all know Andrew Guy was too busy counting his money.
Yeah. Well, that's really what RuneScape needs to do, is they need to start thinking about what's really going on and where they want this game to go in the next however long, because they're going to start losing people eventually. Okay, yes, so I think this was a good rant. It just, if you're hearing, like 5 minutes after I pasted this rant in, the topic was hidden.
What a surprise.
It's like the foreign mods get brainwashed by the mods, right? Or by the Jagex.
Just
mods.
Like you've done to me, Shane.
No, we haven't brainwashed anyone.
Canada is great. Canada is great.
I've never said that.
Canada is supremely average.
Okay, that's a good rant, but not true, sadly. I will take the next one. I've been playing for 2 years, on and off now. I have an older bro, and when he goes to bed at night, I come on for a few hours to play and have fun. They didn't have this game when I was 13, and I absolutely love it. I have also made many friends my age and older who play, and we all really enjoy it. However, I am so sick and tired of the rudeness of very few younger players take tonight, for instance. I just started and was immediately jumped on by a very rude young guy who consistently ridiculed me and was rude and annoying. I ignored her as I do, but seriously, do we have to put up with this? I cannot believe the behavior of some of the younger players. Don't they have any manners at all? Of course, most do, but it's all fun, and I really do have a laugh at their antics. But some are just plain rude. It makes my experience really depressing sometimes. Then if I do, and I rarely do, make the comment that I'm an adult, you would not believe the comments I get, like, that's sick, oh my god, that's so wrong, etc., etc., etc. Yeah, when I told this guy once that I was, like, 20, and I was hunting, and he said, what? Oops, did I just say that?
Yes, you did just say that.
He said, get a life, pedophile. Then, basically, he just kept insulting me like that, calling me a pedophile. Like, have you ever been called a pedophile on RuneScape?
No, I'm only 16, Shane. You pedophile.
I'm not a pedophile. Why is it wrong? Aren't adults entitled to computer fun, too? Anyway, that is my rant. I will still play RuneScape. I love it too much. And hey, 2 hours a week is not much, but I enjoy it so much.
Oh yeah, 2 hours a week. Try 20 hours a week.
I think this rant is pretty good. What about you?
I don't know. A lot of these ranters, I don't know.
Like, he's got the idea that basically he's got the idea that the lower level players, like, some of them are they're just, like, it's like they don't have manners, right? Like, did you have manners when you were 12?
Of course I had manners when I, no, I don't have them now, I doubt I had them then.
Like, God, I know exactly what he's talking about. I like this rant. Any comments, suggestions, criticisms?
No.
Okay. Now, that said, let's move on to the next one. This one's yours.
Okay, right. Okay.
Some people don't want experience in certain skills, like I don't want defense XP anymore. Some quests give XP in things you don't want. Sometimes it's fair because of the other reward, access to things, or to her to wield certain items. But quests like What Lies Below, Olaf's Quest, and Between a Rock, as examples, they give 2k, 12k, and 5k defense XP. The other rewards, like access to other areas or able to other things, aren't there, barely worth it. So there should be an option that you refuse experience as a quest reward from such quests. Note, I don't say your quest because Dragon Slayer, for example, gives the ability to wield dragonhide bodies and rune plate bodies. I would like to hear some opinions. Edit, maybe you only be able to say no combat-related stats XP, or you don't get an XP reward at all. Okay, so basically, this person just doesn't want defense experience, do they?
No.
They just don't want defense experience.
That is right. Basically, I'm assuming he's some sort of peer, because he just wants to be able to do all the quests, right? And
yeah,
not
probably.
Get defense XP. Like, no, that's not how it works. Quests.
No, that's not how it works.
This is not how it works. Defense XP is needed. Like, 12k defense XP for Olaf's quest was needed because you learn how to defend against that giant thingamadig that you fight.
Why is it needed?
Huh? Because you learn how to defend yourself against those things that come out of the chest.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like, I just don't agree with this guy. He must be smoking something.
Yes, he must be smoking something. What he is smoking, we still aren't sure.
Right. Okay, so let's move on to the next piece of thing. Other things. Skill of the Month signups are open. As stated before, Skill of the Month for May is smithing. So if you feel like you might want to do some smithing this month, sign up. rsbnb.com/skillofthemonth, SKOTM. Once again, rsbnb.com/SKOTM. You will need 30 posts on the forums and an active forum account in order to sign up. And if we look at this current month's April Skill of the Month, it looks like TJ Bartz is winning by 29k XP. Only a few days left, so get going, top two. Too bad I wasn't fishing, eh?
Otherwise, I would be winning.
Yes, that's right. The contest to get on the show once a month, I think we talked about this, right? We're doing something.
We
it's like, who can create the wittiest of wittiest intros for...
No. The wittiest update title.
Yes,
the
wittiest...
Normally, I've noticed, Shane normally, or sometimes I do, comes up with topic titles that are normally somehow focused on things we've said on the show, or... And sometimes they have some sort of limp in them, or... No, limp? Sorry, no. They have some sort of wit in them, or sometimes alliteration, or basically something funny.
Yeah, but, like last week. Spades United, part of the House of Cards that builds ditches everywhere.
Yes, right.
So, what the contest is going to be is you're going to be given the task, like for the May one, for example, you're given the task of coming up with a title that's different than the ones that we made for May of one of the April episodes. And then the best one will win a spot on the show.
And
on
it has
Skype.
To be... It has to be... substantially different from the episode title. It can't just be, you know, a crappy clone of one of the original titles.
Yeah, it has to be unique, and it has to, if it was said, it has to woo the person in.
Are we going to have a... We're going to decide this, aren't we?
Yes, me and you.
Yes.
Me and you. We'll be deciding that.
Just the two of us.
So, I'll post more about this in the notes. What have we been doing? What have you been up to?
Not much really. Been sort of busy with friends and my guild on World of Warcraft raiding. I've been very busy actually recently, and then I've got exams coming up. So yeah, all too much.
I've just been sitting here spending time with Brad on MSN.
Ooh, really, Shane?
Yes.
That sounds... No.
Yeah, you're right. I've been working on my player-owned house on RuneScape. Which,
really?
Yes, I rebuilt it. You want to come see later?
Not really.
I've been doing that.
How have you changed it?
No, it's totally different now. While I was doing that, I came up with the definition of parlor games. Those are your favorite games, like charades, consequences. I just really... You want to get together one day and play parlor games?
Parlor games suck, Shane.
Yes, and of course I did the new quest. Oh, speaking of which, I am... If you are selling, I am buying a Ranner and Snapdragon herb seeds. I also buy magic seeds, too, so... Buying Ranner seeds, Snapdragon seeds, and magic seeds. So if you have any of those, please contact me on the forums to sell. PM is the best way to do that. Anything else before we wrap this one up? Oh, I have something else. If you still want to contribute a theme song for that we'll start using at episode 100, please send that to shane@rsbnb.com or PM me if you have a link to it or something along the lines of that. Please do
that.
Oh,
yes, we're still looking for that.
Yes. Also, if anybody has any ideas for a closeout, like, do that. Like another update in the rune pouch. I don't know.
That is so crap.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Do you have any?
No. I criticized, but I offer no alternative.
Okay, so are we done then, or do you have anything else you want to say?
No.
Okay, so with that said, RSBNB Update 97 is done. We will see you all next week from Brad at saidbybrad.com.
Yay.
New domain. And Shane at shane.rsbnb.com.
Get not, yourself a domain.
Not as saidbybrad.com, because that reads as something else.
Yeah.
Okay, so see you all next week, everyone.
Goodbye.